I warned you. There was no turning back. Being with me means being with me exclusively. I take commitment very seriously. You can see that now, can't you? I wasn't joking. I'm not interested in any games. She was your best friend, right? Wrong. I am your best friend. She wasn't willing to die for you. That's proof enough that she didn't care. Just another obstacle in her way. Don't worry, baby. She's dead now. I cut all of her veins, one by one. I wanted her blood to be absolutely everywhere. And it is. No, you won't be able to picture her smiling or have pleasant memories. She's a rotting carcass. Ugly and useless. Her eyes are dead. You can't have anyone but me. Another girl? You're out of your mind. I am the only woman for you. There will be no others. I will see to that. I suggest you become xenophobic unless you find me killing people to turn on. And if you do, well, I can make you very happy. You see, I've always had a fascination with violence, babe. It used to be on me. I endured it rough. I would walk down sketchy neighborhoods at night, wearing a very short skirt and a shirt with no bra. Needless to say, I found many suitors. Violent, unstable men who held me down and raped me until they understood. I endured that pain and I got off to it. They would try so hard to make me cry or upset. They hit me, gave me bruises, whole nine yards. They sucked so many cocks that they were just forced down my throat. I had a good time, until I decided to be on the other side for once. I found a cute vagrant, down on her luck, had to have just run away. I lured her in with promises of room and board, a helping hand, a true friend. I drugged her and looked down on her unconscious body. So many times I had been her. I was never satisfied. I knew what would get her off. I took a shard of broken glass and traced all along her wrists and her throat. It made her bleed, and I was bored. Until she regained consciousness. Her fear and screams were delightful to me. I felt a hunger deep inside me that had its first taste. I lost control after that. I kept slashing her body. She died so quickly. I didn't stop. I kept making her flesh more and more red. I was so turned on. After that, I found a stranger to fuck me over his car during the night. That was my first kill. That was only 4 months ago. Can you imagine how many more lives I've taken? Killing is what gets me off. It makes me whole. It's okay. Let me suck on your cock. you'll find a murderer's mouth quite enjoyable. I'm so confident I can tell you each and every crime I've committed, and you won't be able to leave me. I can make you moan and come easily. You will never want to get rid of me. It may take some time for you to forgive me. You can earn back your love. After all, we're soulmates. And if I can't have you, no one will. You'll die so painfully. If you ever decide to leave me, why would you? I'll let you watch me kill. You can pick my target. Watch me work. You're letting me suck your cock with your dead ex-best friend sitting in a chair behind you. Her eye sockets picked clean. That's what a dead eye is. This cock is so tasty. Love it. This is a dick for me. Wanna come in my whore mouth? I've been such a bad girl. I love seducing men and gutting them. Reaching inside of them and pulling out organs before they die. Oh, you should see their faces. They make such funny faces. I belong down here. My knees servicing your cock. It's mesmerizing. You're a dream, baby. I can do things no other woman can. I'll seduce a girl for you to rape, and then you can watch me torture her to death. I'll make any and all of your most depraved, unspeakable desires become commonplace. I treat my lover right. Come in my mouth. Come on. I need your cum. I need it to survive. Incredible as always. Let's go into the next room of our little tour. I have so much to show you. Are you excited? You should be. Close your eyes, cutie. Oh, don't open them. You'll ruin the surprise. Ta-da! Your brother was the most difficult. Yes. I had to work tirelessly to make him cheat on his wife. So much effort to mutilate and murder him. Here they all are, lined up and dead. Your family is no more. I am your family now. I just got in the way. You can barely tell. I'm a little sloppy with a knife, but if you can get one of them on the phone, I'll turn myself into the police. Speaking of, I have a contingency plan. You try that. They'll find your fingerprints, and you'll be the serial killer freak of the week. I'd still come moaning your name, knowing what a sick, psychotic freak you really are. I'm just your innocent girlfriend. I knew nothing. Now, fuck me. I want their corpses to watch. See who you love. Excuse me? Excuse me? Did you really write this? I'm sorry, did you really write this? I mean, it was already cringe enough, but now it's just, I can't even. Are you okay? It's what? Please stop. I can't take it. Oh my God, help me. Someone help me. He's a killer. He killed his entire family. I'm next. My boyfriend is a rapist murderer. Oh, baby. I'm just having fun. I've had all my holes filled once. Many times. Wait a second. Is this whole thing supposed to be a satire? Wait. Let's go from the beginning. I warned you there's no taking back. Well, this is not that funny. When does it start to become something else? Hold on, wait. There's a moment when it becomes something else. I am the only woman for you. Yes. There will be no others. I will see to that. Yeah. What is... What the fuck? What the fuck does this even fucking mean? I'm sorry, but oh God, yes. Fuck my little tight pussy like that. Rape me like the degenerate I am. I wanna bleed. The only way you can let it go is to make me suffer just as much. Oh, you're playing my hair. I love it. Bite me. Hit me, kill me, I wanna die. Send me to the hell where you can fuck me and kill me forever. Where I can come knowing you're just as bad as me. I'm sorry. Am I a terrible person? No. This is obviously a fucking satire, right? This is obviously a fucking joke. This script is obviously a fucking joke. That's what this is. It's a fucking joke. It's... Wait, when... This is a joke, right? Because I can't take this shit seriously. I'm sorry. Shove it in me. Oh God, ew. Oh baby, look, I'm so nice and bent over in my fishy's wet. Shove it in me. Don't be afraid to go rough. After all, I kill your entire family just so that it could be up.